I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The clock has expired for Niger's military junta to stand down. After seizing power and detaining Niger's president, Mohamed Bazoum, the junta got an ultimatum from the West African Regional Bloc. Reinstate the ousted president by Sunday or face possible military intervention. Well, that deadline passed, and the junta basically said, your move. Greg Kelly with World Mission says a destabilized West Africa opens the door for radical groups.
I think extremism has been a huge hindrance to the gospel in this part of Africa, which is why Niger is so strategic. It's literally been considered a great ally, which is why the U.S. is really slow walking their response to this, because they don't want to lose that relationship.
World Mission partners are still going into Niger with audio Bibles. Pray for the gospel to give hope. And on some level, we all struggle with people-pleasing. We want others to think well of us, but Jesus had a different take on it. We get more on this from Mission Network News' Katie Harth.
You don't have to spend too long in the Gospels to realize that Jesus didn't have this problem. He loved people, but he wasn't overly worried about pleasing them. Jesus Film Project lays out the biblical case for being a God-pleaser instead of a people-pleaser. When we prioritize pleasing God, we can know that we're not only on the right track for ourselves, but we actually love people in a helpful way that genuinely benefits them. Resources from Jesus Film Project will equip you to come alongside new believers, helping them navigate how to follow Christ as they grow into their story. For Mission Network News, I'm Katie Harth.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.